September 5, Oswald Chambers, my utmost or his highest. The missionary watching. Watch with me. Matthew 6:26-40. Watch with me. With no private point of view of your own at all, but watch entirely with me. In the early stages, we do not watch with Jesus. We watch for him. We do not watch with him through the revelation of the Bible and the circumstances of our lives. Our Lord is trying to introduce us to identification with himself in a particular Gethsemane, and we will not go. We say, "No, Lord, I cannot see the meaning of this. It is bitter." How can we possibly watch with someone who is inscrutable? How are we going to understand Jesus sufficiently to watch with him in his Gethsemane when we do not know even what his suffering is for? We do not know how to watch with him. We are only used to the idea of Jesus watching with us. The disciples loved Jesus Christ to the limit of their natural capacity, but they did not understand what he was after. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they slept for their own sorrow, and at the end of the 3 years of the closest intimacy, they all forsook him and fled. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost the same day, but something wonderful has happened in between our Lord's death and resurrection and ascension, and the disciples have been invaded by the Holy Spirit. Our Lord had said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you," and this meant that they learned to watch with him all the rest of their lives. This is the end of Oswald's text. How often we do expect God to watch with us, God to watch over us, God to watch for us. But how seldom we have the fortitude or even the strong enough desire to watch with him. Watching with him involves a lot more of ourselves than watching for him. And that more is what we are reluctant to give.